You ever find yourself in that position where you just are at a loss for words to say thank you to God? Because when you realize all of the blessings, all the gifts, His providence He's given you, and it's like, well, how do I say thank you?
I do. I have found myself in that situation. And I was thinking about it recently because my first instinct is to say, okay, what can I give back in kind of a material or a physical sort of way? And I was meditating and praying over it during my daily prayer time. And I thought, no, no, no. You know, the instinct there to want to give back to God, of course, that's good. But it's not about what we give back to Him materially. You know, once upon a time in the Old Testament, that's how it was done. People made sacrifices of doves and different things. And that's how you stayed in relationship with God. But of course, due to Jesus's ultimate sacrifice, we don't have to make physical sacrifices, but there are other ways to give back to God and in a way that thanks Him for everything that He has given us.
One of the things to look at is the 166 hours of time that He gives you and me every single week. That's the gift that God gives us, 166 hours in the week. How am I going to use some of that time to use the gifts that He's given me to help improve someone else's life?
Yeah, certainly. So we are taught and we know and understand that God is in everyone around us. You know, as Catholics, we believe that you can see the face of Jesus in those that you meet on a daily basis, in your work, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your life. So we are called to serve others. And it's not just because it's nice and it makes us feel good and we get endorphins. It's because by serving others, we are also serving God. So that is a way to give back to Him, is to find opportunities to help and serve those around us and to say, God, you have given me so much, and now I want to pay it forward, or I want to give it to somebody else, or I want to be the face of Jesus to someone else who has maybe never met Him before.
And by the way, that would be 168 hours. I don't mean to shortchange it 2 hours. Time's moving along fast enough as it is without robbing you 2 hours of the week. 888-914-9149 this morning on Morning Air with Laura DeMaria. We're talking about how you can give back to God. And what do you do? What do you do to give back to God? All of the gifts, all of the talents that He has given you. What do you do to give back to God? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Serving others is, you know, and it's interesting that we're having this conversation, just the providential timing of this, because right after Good Shepherd Sunday, and we'll hear that message again in today's gospel, is as shepherds, everyone who is entrusted with the care of others is a shepherd. Pastors, parents, teachers, doctors, we're all those shepherds. So it's appropriate that we're having this conversation, Laura.
I really like that imagery. And there are so many ways that we are called to be by virtue of our baptism and confirmation. And we talk about the roles of Jesus as, you know, prophet, priest, and king, and how there's Bishop Robert Barron talks about that a lot, how all of us have these elements in our spiritual life too. But that's maybe that's even a more relatable way to look at it. You know, am I really a prophet and a priest and a king, or am I just a shepherd of those around me and of the relationships in my life? And I think that that's a beautiful way of looking at it. And of course, yesterday, as you mentioned, was Good Shepherd Sunday. And as I was thinking about this over the weekend, even on Saturday, there was a reference to this imperative that we feel to give back to God. So the psalm on Saturday was Psalm 116, 12 through 13, and it was, "How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good He has done for me?" And what a beautiful, just basic thought to kind of have resonate in your soul. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good He has done for me? And another thing that I think it's important to mention too is, you started off mentioning the fact that we get a certain amount of time every week. And how often do we stop and thank God for the gift of time? And not only that, but just all of the things in our lives that aren't necessarily the material goods that we have, even though those are wonderful. And those are probably the first things that come to mind. I'm grateful to have a job. I'm grateful to have a home. I'm grateful to have friends, all of those things. But then it's also kind of like, wow, I'm grateful for time. I'm grateful for the time to spend with my family or to spend in prayer. There's no end of the things that we can think about that we are grateful for and what God has given us. So that's always going to be step one as well, is to just name those things that we are grateful for and offer those back to God.
Laura and John, I think too, it helps to remember that God's economy is different then our economy positions that we hold in high esteem. We need to recall that God is no respecter of persons. He looks at everyone's soul equally in terms of judgment. But something very simple on earth might have great eternal consequences. And our Lord can see that a whole lot better than we can. And therefore, there's great, great service opportunities that might seem quite simple to us, much closer than we realize.
Certainly. And I think a great example of that is the role and the job of a shepherd. You know, that's certainly not a position in this life that has any kind of, you know, that's not a highfalutin, you know, you've got a nice desk and you've got a corner office and you're the CEO. So God has chosen certain types of occupations to show us that his mercy is great and how much he loves us and that there is greatness in smallness as well.
Laura DeMaria with us this morning here at 11 after on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And we're talking about what you can give back to God, what you and I can give back to God. Of course, all of the talents and the gifts that he's given to you and me, what can we do to give back to him? And we're sharing what you do to give back to God at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We've talked about the gift of time and, again, giving your time, talent, and treasure. What do you say to someone who's listening to this conversation, Laura, who says, well, you know, I really don't have a lot to give back?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there are more ways to give back to God other than even just serving others or giving of your time. So I think this just most basic thing that we all should be doing is worshiping God, is praising him, is giving him thanks, thanks for his goodness, and sharing with him the gratitude for the blessings in your life. Because, of course, no surprise, God doesn't desire our physical gifts back to him or our slightly less physical gifts of time, but he wants our hearts. He wants our will. He wants our mind and he wants our obedience. And so everybody has those things to give. And of course, it's a bit of a journey to be able to give those things freely because we have our own personalities and minds and wills and goals for our lives. But the gift of being with Jesus and saying to him, this is who I am, and I want you to accept this as a gift from me, is kind of like, I feel like it's the most pure sort of form of worship that there possibly is. So worshiping God, giving him thanks, and even further to say, and what I really want to give you is my love and is my obedience and my trust, most of all.